deliver those taken and rescue from death. To those who are heading for slaughter, give breath. The one who is weighing the heart takes it in. He pays good for good and denies your soul's sin. That was Proverbs 24. The translation of verses 11 and 12 from 2004 by yours truly, which is today's daily proverb. Little children, we have a resumption now of our study of the article Trojan War. We're in chapter 8 and beginning paragraph 10 today. Radiocarbon dating of Nahal Elah, in the Negev Highland area, yielded a value 2840 plus or minus 15 before present. This is the article by Elisabetta Boaretto from 2010. Radiocarbon results from the Iron 2A site of Atar Haroa in the Negev Highlands. And she says the old wood effect is the reason here. Old wood, she says. This 2840 equates to 1005 BCE. Well, we could just get an approximation by subtracting 1950, but we'd have to calibrate. If we just subtracted 2000, we'd get 840, and then we add 50, we get 890, so that's not right. We have to calibrate using the calibration curve, which is what happens with all radiocarbon results. And this is, as a calibrated date, 10005 BCE. I haven't checked the calibration recently, but that I did a lot of research today, digging up all the publications that I'm going to show you, which were quoted in this paragraph. It was a ton of work. Just even finding some of it was difficult. But anyway, I believe this is probably right. 2840 is 1050. What does she say in her article here? We got any calibrated numbers? Let's see. Yeah, see, she's saying 2930. Hundred years earlier, she's talking about the 940 range of BCE. But just to get an idea that the calibration that I just mentioned looks like it's not wrong, but we haven't done that. I haven't done the calibration recently. I haven't seen calibrations for these numbers. I regret that I don't have that for you right now, but maybe we'll get there today. And it's not dismissed as old wood. In our view, as Ms. Boaretto proposed in the publication Radiocarbon Volume 52, Number 1 from 2010 there. That's this one. This publication. You got any more calibrated numbers here? And then she says that the date obtained from Kadesh Barnea provided dates that were too high because it was in the middle of the second millennium BCE. That's another thing that we quote in this paragraph. She dismisses those three samples from Kadesh Barnea because they're too high, in her view, based on the fact that they're dated to the middle of the second millennium. But that's exactly the time of the Exodus in our chronology, the middle, the very middle of the second millennium BCE, 1493 BCE. So we disagree with that assessment, but we're very grateful for the data that she provided in both cases there, because it correlates well with our chronology. See, the important thing of the Nahal Elah date is that she's dating these cities around the time, okay, let's see. She's talking about Shishak's campaign, you see, dating the Negev Highlands sites. He's important for understanding the background of the Shishank or Shoshank or biblical Shishak campaign in Israel. Now, she dates it to a much or a half a century later time than what we do, as far as Shishak's campaign, but the idea is the importance of these cities. It says in, for example, Lester Grab, let's see if I can get that. Look, this is the end of the Iron Age 1, a graph from Lester Grab, 2008. From Israel in Transition, the book by Lester Grab. Just noticed that I've made a typo here in the title. It's end of the Iron Age 1, as the graph implies. And you can see, look at the range of dates for the end of the Iron Age 1, which would be the beginning of Iron 2, which is the time which we're talking about, which is commonly referred to the time of Shoshank. You know, it's commonly thought to be connected or possibly connected. Okay, so look at all the difference, the variation of dates here. They range from 1250, you know, all the way down to, and this is for the end of the Iron One transition, all the way down to 850. So there's a 400-year range with these, evidently these are radiocarbon dates from that book. There's no other way of dating these things with error bars like that except for radiocarbon. So, but I'll have to verify what that is again. I'm fascinated by it. But it shows a 400-year range. But, you know, more reasonably maybe you could say the range is from 1120 or 1130 down to 950 or something. But we're looking at the end of, we're looking at what we think is that it ended right around 1000, you know, somewhere, or 973 in the case of the cities that Shishak destroyed. Right in here. Right, it lies in not, you know, in the lower range of this group of measurements, actually. We're in the low end, and yet people are trying to push it even lower. It's a fascinating graph, isn't it? I think we should close it, because it, you see, there's, according to the 2017 book, Ancient Israel, What Do We Know and How Do We Know It? Page 83 here, there's wide agreement that Arad 12 and related Negev sites are to be related to Shoshank's invasion. The use of Shoshank's list of cities provided a chronological anchor. Lester Grab wrote this chapter, I believe, too, actually, himself, even though it's from a bigger book, possibly. But this is a book by Lester Grab. I've been looking at this book, and I went back to the title page. It's written by Lester Grab, I think, the whole book. Let's see. Yeah, Lester Grab. It's Ancient Israel by Lester Grab. It's this whole book here, right here. It was on Google Books, but it's not fully available on Google. Some pages are omitted on Google Books for that book. Okay. This is what we're reading here. It says, Shoshank's list of cities provided a chronological anchor of crucial importance. So all these cities that we're going to be trying to date are, you know, around the time of Shoshenq, in particularly in the Negev Highlands, are believed to correlate with Shoshenq more clearly in the Negev desert region of Israel than in the major metropolitan areas. According to that, it's more important in the Negev region. So this work by Elisabetta Boeretto is very important in that regard. That's why we don't want to dismiss, as she does, the importance of those numbers. What did I do? Oh, I dropped it. Okay. I minimized my window there. Okay, I didn't realize I dropped it right into my browser tab list. Okay. Coincidentally, we just talked about the same author dismissed those other samples from Kadesh Barnea, but in our genealogy before 2015, I wrote a number of articles in 2015, actually. But this article that we're reading now is from 2015, Trojan War. We're in chapter 8, paragraph 10, and Shishak's invasion in our genealogy is dated to 2811 before present, 973 BCE. Okay, so I give another calibration there. So 2811 is 973, so you'd add something like 38 years. So we add 38 to... Yeah. We add 27 and 5, 32, or a 39-year difference, you know, because the calibration, it looks like that's right now. You know, the calibration, it's not linear, it doesn't go, or it's not the same exact difference between 973 and 1005. That would be 32 years, but the difference in the uncalibrated number is 29 years. Oh yeah, 29 compared to 32 is, yeah, they're both similar in terms of years, right? One is calibrated and one's not, though. And this is so we know that 1005 was probably correct. It's approximately 1005 because I've gone to the trouble of calibrating the 973 also here, which is our date for Shishak, and I've made it into a number 2811 before present radiocarbon. And this is in excellent agreement with the latest values. Gilboa et al. Tel Aviv 2009. Let's see if we got that here. Sharon, where are you? Gilboa. Right here. Gilboa 2009. This is it. I had to dig this up or on the internet, find it. I think I found that today, and I found a number of other things today, like basically all of what I'm showing you. I had to find it today and save it today. Right here, 2826. Is that what we just said? 2826? 2826 plus or minus 10. There we go. From level 4 of Kadesh Barnea. 4B, the floor, there it is, level 4. And there it is, 2826 plus or minus 10. Wow. All of this is from Kadesh Barnea. This article says in the title, it mentions it's from Kadesh Barnea. So that's that one substantiated. According to Lester Grab, Israel in transition 2, from late bronze 2 to iron 2A, page 77. That one I can't find, but I found this is. But I found the other book by Lester Grab from 2017, where I was able to get the quote that gave us the wide agreement quote. That there's wide agreement that Arad 12 and related Negev sites are to be related to Shoshenq's invasion, and the sites most uncontroversially associated with the campaign of Shawshank are found in the Negev. I wish I hadn't closed that now. Let's see. Where was it? Let's see. Where is it? What is it? Grab. Here. Wide agreement. Yeah, that quote about the uncontroversial part, I'm not seeing it. Let's see if I can find that again. Grab this one, I think. Yeah, this one right here. So he's saying, can we look up uncontroversial? Yeah, we can. Uncontroversially. Let's look that up, that word, and see if it's on the page here. This is, we can't look it up because this is actually an image file. I'm just trying to read it. Look for the word uncontroversially. We'll just keep it open, but we don't need to read it right now. I can't find it right now. I don't think it's there. That quote was from this other book, I guess it is. Although it's not clear. Israel in Transition 2 from Late Bronze 2 to Iron 2A. Now, the late to Iron 2A, the beginning of Iron 2A, right? Which now people are trying to push down even lower in chronology. Many of the people who have abandoned the Bible, mainly, all of them are the people who have abandoned the Bible because otherwise they'd be keeping the chronology higher in agreement with the necessity to be consistent with Bible chronology, you know. But Yokneam, let's look at Yokneam 17, paralleled by Megiddo 6, and called slightly pre-Solomon here. This is in Sharon et al., right here. Yokneam 2866, the olive pits that were dated using radiocarbon from the city of Yokneam. And you see that? I did the calibrations myself here just to find out what the dates were. 1042 and 978 were the dates. And it parallels, it's slightly pre-Solomon. So that's about, well, the 1042 is pre-Solomon. And 978 at 25, it's not pre-Solomon, but that's only one sigma. Or two sigma, or whatever it is. Is it two sigma? Oh yeah, there's a 2816 date too. 2816. Here it is. This date, just below the 2866. You got the 2866 and then the 2816. They're both from Yokneam, so there's a lower date there too. If we zoom over here, but that date had 0% chi-squared probability, which is bad. So the higher one is 53%. That's better. It's much, much better. 53% probability of being valid, in other words. So the 1042 is more like the correct date for the time period, which predates Solomon. So it looks perfect in our chronology again, once again, right? And it also dates to Shawshank if the 978 were the valid number. If this, and we're talking here about Yokneam level 17, that level of the city, that stratum, right? And it parallels Megiddo 6. We dated Megiddo 6 already, didn't we? Well, what did we find from, you know, we had dates from Shipton, we had Harrison. We can just look back right here, Harrison. Dates Megiddo 6, 1150 to 1100, he dates it. 6A, yeah, which would be even earlier, he dates it. Even way earlier, 100 years, about 100 years earlier, right? So we see there's always going to be disagreements between different ways. And that was 2004, the report by Harrison on Megiddo Level 6, right? Those cities, these cities now, quoting from this is a work by Israel Finkelstein, and I've got it here, I think. Boreto, let's just, we've seen that already. Let's go to Israel Finkelstein. There's a work he did here, but this is not the one either. Wait a minute. Okay. Just one moment. Let's minimize that one to get it out of our way. Here we go. Maybe this one. Gilboa. Did we look at this already? Yes, we did. Okay. So let's minimize that. Here's Finkelstein right here. These cities peaked in prosperity in late Iron 1. The horizon of Stratum 6A at Megiddo. Late Iron 1, he calls 6A. And he would date that, you would have thought, much lower, because he's now in favor of a much lower chronology. This is from 2006. Finkelstein, the last the Bayou king. And he says, this is the most important thing he says here. This horizon of Stratum 6A at Megiddo, or these cities that correspond to that in late Iron 1, were then destroyed, he says, in a violent conflagration. If that doesn't sound like Shishak, I don't know what would. And then it says here, or at least Shoshank, the Egyptian king, who came and destroyed and later wrote or inscribed a victory, what do they call that? A big relief, a victory relief on the wall somewhere in Egypt, Karnak probably, or somewhere. A major, very famous, major inscription of Shoshank the First, mentioning a lot of different cities. Now, radiocarbon dates from Tel Rehov, etc., put this destruction sometime in the 10th century BCE. And look at Finkelstein here. Mr. Finkelstein quotes Boreto et al. From 2005, which was not yet published. It was in press. It was, but no, wait a minute. No, in his own work, Boreto in 2005, we could look that up. We'd probably find that. But sometime in the 10th century. Boreto, we need to find it now. Boreto 2005, do we have it here? I don't know. I don't know if I have it currently. I'd have to look it up. But we don't need it, because we have his own number that is in press, and he was just about to publish it. 965 he gave here is the date he gives, plus or minus 40, and we have a date of 973 for that destruction of Shishak. In our chronology, the biblical Shishak in our chronology is 973. That's very close, is it not, to 965? How close is it? I mean, and this is plus or minus 40, 965 plus or minus 40, in his own work that was in press for publication at the time of this article. So that's what we're quoting from here. Sometime in the 10th century, but he dates it as 965. In press at the time. The above destruction date, remaining cautiously optimistic of 965 plus or minus 40, Finkelstein 2006, page 181. There it is, 181, the last Labayu. Let me show you 181. Make sure you can see the 181. There it is. These cities peaked in prosperity, page 181. And that's what we were quoting from here. These cities peaked in prosperity, right? Okay, the above destruction date agrees with the date in our B4, which means our chronology, the BG, a date of 973 BCE for Shishak's incursion into Israel. I just mentioned that. In year 5 of King Rehoboam, that I didn't yet mention, except in the articles, of course, and it likewise in Finkelstein et al. Three snapshots. Let's minimize this one now and let's look at three snapshots by Finkelstein et al., including oh, look at this. Yeah. It shows the results. Well, this is co-authored by Alexander Fentalken, I believe. Wait a minute. Hang on a sec. Is it really? Well, this is... I got the whole book. What is this? No, here it is. It's just a paper. In the book, I guess. Three snapshots. Alexander Fentalken and Eliezer Piasecki. And Israel Finkelstein. And he... Look at this. He gives this table on page 35. Bizarre. Bruins is a very famous radiocarbon scientist, and so is van der Plischt. And Mazar is the one who writes the articles sometimes. So Mazar dates this layer, D3, as from 1001 to 971. Look at that. It's right within the range. 973 falls within that range. And if you look at Finkelstein and Piasecki, his one sigma range is 975 to 905. So even in the case of Mr. Finkelstein himself, R973 falls within the range of one sigma or one standard deviation, within which 68% of all results will fall in a normal distribution. So we're right where we need to be. If we couldn't have chosen a better number than 973, because it falls within both of those ranges, even though they're almost outside of each other. And that is remarkable. So best, does this exemplify the end of Iron 1? The end of Iron 1. This is talking about three snapshots of the Iron 2A, right? Layer D3. We'd have to look up D3. I want to find out what he's saying about what is D3. Doesn't find it. Okay, hang on. It just gave D3. It still can't find it. Page 35. There it is. Okay, yeah, there it is. Straight to D3 to 6. This is at Megiddo he's talking about. The transition from Iron 1 to Iron 2 is fixed, according to Mazar, at 970. We're saying 973 is when Shashak invaded, so it's really quite remarkable. And so this date of 965, it best exemplifies, perhaps. It's plus or minus 40 radiocarbon date by Finkelstein in 2006, and it perhaps best exemplifies the end of Iron 1, which is from Tel Rehov, the number of Mazar, 1001 to 971 BCE, and from Finkelstein and Piasecki, 1 sigma, 975 to 905, all from radiocarbon there. That's absolutely phenomenal proof of the Bible's veracity, and yet it's sad in a way, because there are many, many archaeologists, I guess, so they're not really Bible people, but they're archaeologists, many of them, who are not believers, and they have come to a conclusion that some even have said, unbelievably so, that they're saying that all history has to be derived from broken pottery or something, or you know, from digging in the ground and doing radiocarbon and piecing together, you know, ancient structures and things. This is going to be all of history, and because we can't trust anything else, they've rejected the Bible entirely. Whereas, how do you explain, you know, or what would you do? Why would you reject everything with its incredible, unbelievably beautiful, I mean, intense, magnificent detail in the Bible? All the Psalms are written there by King David, all these details, but all the reigns of all the kings of Israel, all, how many years each king ruled for and where they ruled, and it's all given in the Bible. You know, why would you reject all of that? Which is what essentially they did ever since Thiel, Mr. Edwin Thiel, came along to provide a chronology that was consistent with the unfortunately errant Assyrian chronology, which differed by 46 years, as we've documented throughout many of our articles. From our chronology, it differed by 46 years. From the Bible chronology is what we're saying, because we believe that our chronology is consistent with the Bible. And the thing is about the Bible, it's not a one-day study, the Bible. There are many great archaeologists, of course, who also have been Bible believers. They're not all against the Bible, not at all. But the ones, it's very easy for, there are people who just believe that they just can't trust anything, especially when it's claimed that it comes from God. They won't trust it. That's the problem. So as soon as God enters the scene, or Jesus, like at the Olympics, they did something, a ceremony, which in a way was accused of, it was accused, they, many Christians accused the Olympic organization of mocking Jesus by doing this ceremony, because it had controversial things that would be controversial in the Bible, perhaps, or whatever. But I'm not saying that every Christian found it to be distasteful either. But it was something that it's very controversial. That's the point. The Bible is always controversial. Jesus and Jehovah and all of the Bible is always going to be controversial. But we've seen here, it's remarkably in agreement with the facts. That's August 1st, 2024 of the Common Era. The time is 2039 hours Eastern Daylight Time. It's a pleasure. Thank you for listening and watching. I'm Ward Green, and I love you very much. And in my behalf, this is Liv Dusty, and this is Cassie, saying bye for now. That was Trojan War, Chapter 8, Paragraph 10, and its associated references from the literature. So, that's it for today.